When I think of the Christ-like life, I think of church. When I think of the Christ-like life, I think of Christ. When I think of the Christ-like life, I think of thankfulness. And number four, when I think of the Christ-like life, I think of communion.
Wonder Lake Bible Church.
Building mature followers of Jesus Christ.
You should never give a song leader an opportunity to preach, just like you should never give a preacher an opportunity to sing. Right? Just doesn't work. But today we're going to give it an honest effort, and we'll see what happens. The Christ-like life. All of us go day by day. Many times that's our goal, that's our intent. But what is really involved in the Christ-like life? As an introduction, on Sunday evenings, many times I get an opportunity to turn on the TV and I go to the Gaithard Family Song Time. Have any of you done that Sunday evening? I'm sure it's on other times also, but I catch it on Sunday evenings. I just love it. I am always amazed at the message of God's Word that's portrayed by some of the greatest gospel hymns of all times, sung by some of the greatest gospel singers of all times. And I listen to it, and I sing along, and it drives Donna absolutely crazy. I worship with them, but I just enjoy those gospel messages that are so true. So today we're going to do the same thing. We're going to use some of these great messages found in the great gospel songs of the past, and we're going to allow that to be our message today. So let's turn back the time and turn to the oldies station this morning. Number one, when I think of a Christ-like life, I think of the church. When you came through those doors this morning, or better yet, when those doors right there in the back this morning, what did you think of? Did you have a lot of things on your mind? I better do this, or I better go see that person. I'm busy, busy, busy. Maybe this was your thought. I can't wait for this to be over so I can catch the kickoff on time today. Maybe that's the kind of ways that we come through the church doors Sunday after Sunday. But whatever it was in your life today, was your mind ready to worship, ready to come to church, ready to see what God has for us, ready to come together with your fellow believers as this very, very special thing that God has set up for us called the church? I can't help but think of Moses when he was in the wilderness church going through the desert, and he had all these people that were looking to him for godly spiritual knowledge, and he was looking to God Almighty for information, and he knew he had to climb that mountain today, or that day, Mount Sinai, and he knew all the people couldn't climb with him. He had to go by himself. And I can just see him climbing the mountain, getting closer and closer to God, and wondering what was going on. I'm sure it was a very difficult climb. I'm sure it wasn't easy. I'm sure it took him a long, long time. And so he's contemplating what's going to happen when he comes one-on-one with God that particular day. Maybe as he got closer, maybe even smelled some of the smoke from the burning bushes and things like that. But all of a sudden, stop! And there was a voice, and God Almighty spoke. It says in Exodus chapter 3, verse 5, "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place you are standing in is holy ground." When I walk through that door, I felt his presence, and I knew this was the place where love abounds. For the temple, Jehovah abides in, and we are standing in
His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now, for we are standing in His presence on holy ground. In His presence there is joy beyond all measure, and at His feet peace of mind can still be found. And if you have a need, I know He has the answer. Just reach out and claim it, for you are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now, for we are standing in His presence on holy ground. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence. We are standing in His presence. We are standing in His presence. Standing in His presence. Standing in His presence.
So when I thank you, I need new glasses. So when I think of the Christ-like life, I think of the opportunity that we have to come together as a church. And it's very, very important. And I think we felt it today. This truly is holy ground, and Jesus is here with us. Number two, when I think of the Christ-like life, I think naturally of Christ. The ultimate reason we can even come to worship today is because of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the foundation. Jesus is the Holy One in this room. Today, He's watching you. He loves you. He is with you. And this truly is holy ground. Jesus is the cornerstone. He came for sinners to atone. Though rejected by his own, he became the cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone. When I am by sin oppressed, on that stone I can find rest. And when the seeds of truth are sown, he remains the cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone. Did you catch the tune? Remember it? Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Rock of ages, so secure, for all time it shall endure. Till his children reach their home, he remains their cornerstone. Till the breaking of the dawn, till the footsteps cease to roam, ever let this truth be known. Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone. Yes, Jesus is the cornerstone. Ephesians 5:23b. Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Go ahead, drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't true, the day will come when you will see, 'cause I'll rise again. There's no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead, mock my name. My love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I will be free, 'cause I'll rise again. There's no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead.
and say I'm dead and gone. But you will see that you were wrong. Go ahead, try to hide the sun, but all will see that I'm the one. I'll come again. There's no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll come again. Come to take my people back. Yes, I'll come again. Come to take my people back. They all walked away. They had nothing to say. They had just lost their dearest friend. And all that he said, and now he was dead. So this is the way it would end? The dreams they had dreamed were not what they seemed. Now that he was dead and gone. The garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail. How could that night be so long? Recognize it? Then came the morning. Night was turned to day. The stone was rolled away. Hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning. Shadows vanished before the sun. Death had lost and life was won. For morning had come. Yeah, death had lost and life was won. Morning had come. There were the angels and the star and the kings from afar. The wedding, the water, the wine. And now it was done. They had taken her son, wasted before his time. She knew it was true. She'd watched him die too. She heard them call him just a man. But deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow her son would come again. Then came the morning. The night was turned to day. The stone was rolled away. Hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning. Shadows vanished before the sun. Death had lost and life had won. For morning had come. What a tremendous message. So number one, we think of the Christ-like life as a church. Number two, we think of the Christ-like life as Christ. Number three, when I think of the Christ-like life, I think of, it's got to begin with a C, right? Couldn't do it. Not enough preacher in me. It's a T. When I think of Christ-like life, I think of thankfulness. God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn babe and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance the child can face uncertain days. Because he lives. And then one day, I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I know he lives. Recognize it? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future. A life is worth the living just because he lives. I'm lost. Oh, here we are. Found it. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved that you came and you gave your life for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee, to God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done. With his power he hath raised me, with his blood he has saved me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should there be any gain, let it go to Calvary. With his power he hath raised me, with his blood he hath saved me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life. Lord, let it be pleasing unto thee. And should there be any gain, let it go to Calvary. With his blood he has saved me, with his power he hath raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. That's my all-time favorite. How can we thank God? I hope you hum that all week long. When I think of Christ, when I think of the Christ-like life, I think of church. When I think of the Christ-like life, I think of Christ. When I think of the Christ-like life, I think of thankfulness. And number four, when I think of the Christ-like life, I think of communion. Gentlemen, if you'll come forward, we'll have communion together today.